investors sitting on their hands on this last trading day of the quarter. I'm Grace Thomas with the Dow Jones Money.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius XM 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Cazenovia, Wisconsin, the principal of the local school is in the hospital in critical condition. Police say John Klang was shot by a student who walked into the school with a gun. The suspect is in custody. Students at the K-12 school are reported safe. It turns out Dwayne Morrison, the man who took students hostage at a school in Bailey, Colorado, had left a suicide note.
It was sent to a family member. We are still analyzing the content of the note.
Clark County Sheriff Fred Wegener, Morrison shot and killed a female hostage and later killed himself. In Palmdale, California, a school bus collided with a car. 9 people were injured, 1 seriously. The bus is lying on its side on the street. The search for the suspect in the shooting death of a sheriff's deputy in Lakeland, Florida is over. Kerry Rogers with the Polk County Sheriff's Department says the SWAT team found the man in a wooded area. He was told to put his hands in the air.
He would not put his other hand in the air. And when the SWAT team member reached down to see what was in his other hand, to grab his other hand, saw a gun in it, and he was shot and killed. He was fired upon by several different SWAT team members.
The manhunt started following a routine traffic stop in Lakeland. The owners of the Station nightclub in Rhode Island are being sentenced today for the fire at that club that killed 100 people. They worked out plea deals. Michael Dedarian will be sentenced to prison. His brother Jeffrey will not. Robert Johnson lost his son in the fire.
I stand here a broken man, lost in a world without my precious son, Derek.
Anna Nicole Smith has exchanged vows with her attorney, Howard K. Stern. The AP's Jason Bronis is in Nassau, in the Bahamas.
The ceremony took place Thursday morning. The couple boarded a boat anchored off Rose Island, which is a small island off the coast of Nassau.
But Anna Nicole Smith's new attorney says there was no formal marriage and the ceremony is not legally binding. Stern has said that he is the father of Anna Nicole Smith's baby girl. We're still away from that record high on Wall Street. The Dow is down about 6 points. This is AP Radio News. The Senate has approved spending more money for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
The latest infusion of money, $70 billion, is part of a mammoth $448 billion defense spending bill that the Senate passed by a vote of 100 to nothing.
This is the largest bill we've ever provided for the Department of Defense.
The bill now goes to the president. The $70 billion is just a down payment on war costs that the White House has estimated will hit $110 billion for the budget year that begins Sunday. The need to repair and replace military equipment is driving up the cost of the wars. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Ashton Kutcher and Kevin Costner are in theaters today in The Guardian.
I'm a rescue swimmer at heart, born, bred, and water-fed. Ooh-rah!
Wow, I bet you practiced that all morning.
Kutcher plays a member of a Coast Guard rescue team.
I trained for about 8 months before the movie, just to even out the playing level a little bit. They're tough guys.
The AP's David Germain says the Guardian drags on like a slow boat to Alaska. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Hey, I'm Sam from Earthlink, and this is Tom on the drums. Okay, here to tell you about some of the great services you may not know Earthlink offers, such as high-speed access. You make it sound like a joke when you do that. We really have high-speed access, as well as low-cost home phone service. Tom, not funny. We have VoIP and wireless phone service, too. You want to make a joke about that?
Earthlink offers more than you think. No joke. Learn more at 1-866-EARTHLINK or earthlink.net.
Started a business? Want to help reduce your taxes? Provide peace of mind by protecting your assets. Incorporate now with LegalZoom.com. Just answer a simple form online. It's quick and affordable. LegalZoom is not a law firm and can only provide self-help service at your direction. Visit LegalZoom.com and for a special discount, type Sirius in the referral box at checkout. Incorporate your business. Form an LLC. Even create a living will or trust. Go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Thousands of people have doubled, tripled, even quadrupled their income, not by working harder and not by working longer hours, rather by working smarter, by working from home.
I make as much as $25,000 a month. We didn't have to have, you know, some special training or anything like that.
Your whole life can change.
Our first year in a business, we made $78,000.
I found this incredible opportunity. Last month, I made over $14,000.
We'll guide and mentor you to a lucrative opportunity where you can make money right from your own home. As with any independent business, there are no guarantees regarding income or success, and results will vary.
I started making an extra $5,000 a month, just very, very part-time.
I now make $5,000.
$15 a month, and it's simple, fun, almost magical.
Go to SeriouslyExcited.com and get started today. And respond now while this is still a free service. Go to SeriouslyExcited.com. SeriouslyExcited.com. That's SeriouslyExcited.com.
Sirius Left 146 presents Lynn Samuels.
Though you say we're through, I'll always love you. You know you can depend on me.
Though someone you've met has made you forget, you know you can count on me.
Now I wish you success, loads of happiness, but I must confess I'll be lonely.
If you need a friend, I'm yours till the end, and you can depend on me.
Tony Bennett album I keep reading about. Duets. Katie Lang. She's in the movie I saw half of last week. The Black Dahlia. She was in the half I stayed for before I realized, I don't care what happened to these people. Why am I sitting here? This week, I'm not making that mistake. I'm not going to make that mistake. Either I really want to go see a movie or I just shouldn't go. So, I'm like, God, I should want to go see The Last King of Scotland, but I don't. Because I love Forrest Whitaker, and what a story that is. Idi Amin, jeez. I don't want to go see that. And I should want to see The Science of Sleep, is, you know, that, I don't know what it is, artsy-fartsy, you know. I should want to see that. I don't want to see it. And what's the other one? Oh, that was Queen with that. God, 4 stars. 5, they're giving it 10 stars out of 5. I don't want to see it. I couldn't care less. I'm going shopping. Because I'm going away in 3 weeks. And I don't want to talk about torture. I mean, you can call up and talk about torture. But I just, what is there left to say? I did warn Joanne, though, that we are living under new rules. Because Garrett, you know, Garrett had to go to that show at the Javits Center. How much you want to make a bet Monday? He says, oh, I didn't get up. How much you want to make a bet he never got and went? Oh, he did? Oh, he got up and he went. Wow. I'm a very bad predictor. That's why I don't say anything about these House and Senate races. I only know one thing. I can guarantee you one thing. Jeanine Pirro is losing. You know why? I'm voting for her. Oh, Joanne, you live in Westchester, don't you? Well, you're allowed to vote for her. I am. You're going to vote for that sack of shit thug who's never done anything in his life? Andrew Cuomo, I wanted green too. But now it's either Pirro or Cuomo. And I'll take her any day because at least she's done something. Other than say, wow, I worked for Bill Clinton for 20 minutes. What can I parlay that into? What a sack of crap that Cuomo is. And the more they're attacking her, she gave an... Does everybody know I explained this yesterday? Because this... I mean, it's gone up on national websites, but it's really our story. Because it's about the mafia. Are we the only city with the mafia? Aren't they everywhere? I guess us in Las Vegas. That fabulous mayor of Las Vegas, you know, Oscar Goodman, wants to build a mafia museum in Las Vegas. Well, they created Las Vegas, and the mayor of Las Vegas was a mafia lawyer. Tells you everything you need to know, doesn't it? But Jeanine Pirro, for 12 years, was the district attorney of Westchester County. And I never heard people complaining about her. I never heard anything bad about her. You know, she wasn't like, you know, grabbing people off the street and torturing them or anything like that. I mean, now she could. Now we all can. Joanne fucks up this show. That's it. Torture. It's legal now. They passed it. Bush didn't sign it yet. I may be on shaky ground. We may have to wait till the next time Garrett goes away. Because the bill is also retroactive. So all the torture Bush did when he didn't have the permission is he's forgiven for that, too. We'll get him. You know, Henry Kissinger, George Bush's best friend now, he can't go to Belgium, can he? Didn't they say a few years ago if Henry Kissinger set foot in the country of Belgium, they were going to arrest him for war crimes? What a pair, Bush and Kissinger! Kissinger probably said, I can't do his accent. He probably said, Oy, Gewalt, I never thought I'd live long enough to commit more, to help somebody else commit more war crimes. God, look at that. A man, what is he, in his mid-80s? And he's helping Bush commit more war crimes than Kissinger committed in the 60s. Oh, fabulous, isn't it? Some people should not live to be so old. Kissinger is somebody who we could, you know, he's a little short, fat guy, you know, you would say, eh. See, that's why we should keep trans fats in the restaurants. Didn't kill Kissinger. Oh, so Jeanine, she was a judge, I don't know what she was before, but she's been district attorney of Westchester for 12 years. You know, I hear all kinds, she has on her website, not an endorsement that says I'm going to vote for her, but an endorsement that says, I've known many prosecutors, and, you know, some of them are really horrible, but I have tremendous respect for Jeanine Pirro. Ron Kuby. Ron Kuby, you can't get a bigger liberal on the face of the earth than Ron Kuby, who worked with William Kunstler. So she must be okay. So she's now running for Attorney General of New York State. And she's married to this mafia guy. You know, come on, let's get real. And sleazebag, and he was in jail for tax evasion and all of this. And then what happened this week, I know I told this yesterday, but it's hard for me to believe this. But do you know that there are people who don't listen for 2 hours a day, 5 days a week? Can you believe that? I don't. But people keep telling me that. So, this sleaze husband, oh, plus he gets a speeding ticket about every minute and a half. So last summer, she thought he was fooling around. Oh, today's the papers are full of the pictures of the woman who looks so much like Janine. The woman is 20 years younger, right? But she looks like Janine Pirro 20 years ago. See, he has a type. And she thought he was cheating, so she called up a private dick and said, I want to put a bug on the boat. It's her boat. Of course, unfortunately, the private dick was this other scumbag, Bernard Kerik, who was being wiretapped by the FBI. So now they're going after her for I don't know what, since she never did it. And since apparently if you do bug your own self, your house, that's like, it's an exception to the rule. Oh, her name, yeah, I know, but please, you know, this is just, it's political. This is when you're out to get somebody. Her name wasn't on the boat. Who gives a fuck? That's a technicality. So, she's fabulous. To me, this has made her a million times better. Because she is now, when she speaks, sounding like an actual human being and not a politician. She, you know how they all are. You know, they're all like bots. They're robots. I am running for attorney general. I will. Well, she's now saying things like, all women have pain, Marsha. You know, and it's my business why I stay married to him. Kind of like what Hillary said. And I think to me, it is I like her better every minute. I like this woman better every minute because somebody is out to get her. The prosecutor who's after her for this, because she never did anything. So this is obviously to smear her. He, first of all, has apparently taken a grave dislike to her family because he prosecuted her husband the first time for the tax evasion. And he once accused her husband and her and everybody and her lawyers of making faces at him in the courtroom. This is a very mature person. And the guy after her now, guess who he worked with in the mid-1980s? Just take one guess who he was a colleague of 20 years ago. Oh, the guy running against her. So you tell me what's going on. It is so blatant and so obvious that this is, that Cuomo engineered this because this Cuomo guy is a thug. You know what he is to me, Andrew Cuomo? He's the George W. Bush of the Democrats. He's like a fuck up and just an incompetent jackass who wouldn't ever have been anything if not for his father. And I think he's a psycho, too. But he is to Democrats what George W. is to Republicans. So I say, Janine, darling, it's a very bad sign that I'm voting for you. Because she's already way behind. But the fact that I'm voting for her means she's through. Her career is over. People have been saying for years if she weren't saddled with that scumbag husband, she'd be the governor. That I don't think I'd vote for her. I don't think I want her to be the governor. I don't like Republicans when they get to run everything. They should be in their place. Ask Mikakowicz there. He said that too. George Allen, he said he came to Virginia to play basketball because that's where the niggas know their place. Well, I have that feeling about Republicans. They're okay in certain jobs, but they should never just get to roam free. You don't want these free-range Republicans. Look at what happens. They say, Magna Carta? Fuck the Magna Carta. That was, you know how Bush, remember when Bush said the FISA law? He said, oh, that was passed in 1976. What's, the Geneva Conventions, they're quaint. Well, God, what did they think of the Magna Carta? 1210. 1210. I only know that because Molly Ivins wrote about it. Don't think I'm so smart. You have to read the Molly Ivins article. I posted it. You know, she goes, habeas corpus, R.I.P. 1210 to 2006. Oh, and I do. You know what I'm going to do when I take a break? I'm going to look up the list. I'll try to get it. Somebody emailed it to me, so I don't have to read all their names. Of the 12 Democrats. 12 Democrats who voted for torture. 12, including all you people. Can you hear me in New Jersey? Both your senators. Yes, sir, Bob. Both. Both of them. Now, one of them I know why. Menendez. Because he's on the way to losing. So the Democrats, some of them, with the toughest races for re-election, voted yes. So that the Republicans can't say, he voted to coddle the terrorists. Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, who I glanced at it, I didn't really read it. She's having a very hard re-election battle in Michigan. And she, Democrat, Senator, yes, George, torture them. So all the people... See, they'd rather keep their jobs than stand up for what's right. They'd rather keep their jobs, and they should have learned from last Sunday. We all saw Bill Clinton. You don't have to take this shit from these scumbags. You don't have to take this. But no, they voted yes, 12 of them. All right, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to see if I can find Neil's email, which has them all listed. Otherwise, I'm going to have to get it and, you know, look through everybody's name, and it'll sound even more boring than just reading 12 names. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146. Real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146. Alex Bennett can't stand the guy in the White House, and he'll tell you so. Mornings at 9 East, 6 West. Tom Hartman takes back America at noon East, 9 a.m. West. And look out, it's Lynn Samuels at 1 East, 10 a.m. West. Real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters.
Barracuda Network's firewalls protect against all these threats by providing effective content filtering, IM policy management, spyware removal, and complete email security, all from a simple network appliance that's affordable and easy to use. Tell your boss or IT administrator today that you know how to stop spyware, adware, spam, viruses, malicious traffic,
even detect and remove infections already on your network
by calling Barracuda Networks at 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM,
and ask for your free trial.
More than 35,000 leading companies around the world rely on Barracuda Networks spam firewalls and web filters to ensure their privacy and safety. So choose the firewall that won Network Computing Magazine's Editor's Choice for 2 years running. Get started today by trying a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM,
888-ANTI-SPAM,
or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
Tom Hartman.
Now, I've got serious problems about the integrity of voting machines, but my bigger problem, and this is the issue that nobody's talking about, that we all should be talking about, is that the voting machines are owned not by us, but by private corporations. Privatizing the vote is a felony against democracy. There's no other way to describe it. I want the corporations out of my vote. That's a felony.
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Thank you.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Okay, thank you, Neil, one of my longest livid listener, not livid, one of my oldest listeners. He used to, when I was at WABC Radio.
Start your day.
One fingernail. That's it. Just one. Maybe I'll just break it. Maybe just a little waterboarding. Just a little. Just a few drops. Neil was, when there was no internet. Do you believe that there were talk shows without an internet? It's true. Instead of sitting home reading all this shit on the internet, we had to sit home and buy every newspaper and magazine. And I didn't go for the highlighter thing. I went for the scissors. And you'd come in with piles and piles and piles of stuff instead of just one click. But it's good because I'll be able to go back and do that when they take the internet away, which is coming any minute. I believe that. Garrett always laughs at me, but Jesus, we're going to torture people. Is there anything beyond the realm of possibility? Is there anything you could say? What are you, crazy? You think they're going to come and put you in a concentration camp? The answer to everything now, to all my, I know these people. Very annoying. The most annoying people. One of my bosses is like this, but I don't see him ever. Jay anymore. I never see Jay Clark. He'd annoy me if I saw him more often. He just looks on the bright and optimistic side of everything. It is so antithetical to my nature to be like that. Then I like stand there and I look at people like, what do you mean everything's fine? And it's going to be fine. And you're happy. And you're not overcome with anxiety 24 hours. What is wrong with you? But the next time people tell me everything's fine, I'm going to say, excuse me, we torture people now. Only the terrorists. Excuse me, if you torture them before they go on trial, and then you don't give them a fair trial, how would you know that you're torturing a terrorist? How do you know you're not torturing some schmuck who somebody said, oh, let's pick him up, because if I sell him to Pakistan, I can get some of that money. You know, that's all in Musharraf's book. Although, if you read the foreign press, you knew it. Some of those people that ended up in Guantanamo, somebody didn't like them, and they could get money for them. That's how they ended up there, the people we need to be torturing. So when I say they're going to open concentration camps, and Garrett looks at me, or Jay would look at me, or, you know, somebody I instant message with, he would look at me, if he could, you know. All you have to say is, we torture people! And nobody is following this one. The House passed the torture bill on Wednesday, I guess. The Senate passed it yesterday. But while the Senate was passing the torture bill on Thursday, the House of Representatives was busy passing the go ahead and we'll have warrantless wiretaps bill. What country exactly is it that we're living in? What country is it? This is not America. It really isn't. Ah, why don't you look on the bright side? They're not torturing you yet. Oh, okay. They're not. Watch out. They'll come get Joanne, too. You're aiding and abetting that I'm the terrorist, probably. And you're giving material support. So you better fuck up. That's your route. That's it. Let's hear Bill Press again. That's it. She'll say, no. I was, like, undermining her. That's, Garrett will get out of it too. No, I was instant messaging the whole time. I never heard a word that woman said. I was too busy instant messaging my friend from 1 to 3 every day. Do you think I would have put that shit, that up on a satellite if I had heard, if I was paying any attention? Just take her away. All right, so Neil, who's been instant messaging me way back when, sent me the list so I don't have to go to the list of all 100. Tom Carper, the senator from Delaware, voted for torture. Delaware? Who ever heard of him? What a crappy senator he must be. He really must be. Did you ever hear of this man? I never heard his name in my entire life. Because he's so totally overshadowed by Joe Biden, I guess. Tim Johnson, South Dakota. Mary Effin Landrieu, who we felt so sorry for. Because of Katrina. Well, fuck you, bitch. Frank Lautenberg, New Jersey. Joe Lieberman. Well, what did Joe Lieberman? God, I'm so surprised. Connecticut, rather. Joe Lieberman. Bob Menendez, New Jersey. Here's another one. Here's another one that you just... Everybody said, oh, you have to re-elect Senator Nelson from Florida. Because Senator Nelson is a Democrat, and you don't want that crazy witch, Catherine Harris. You don't want that crazy witch, Catherine Harris, that insane Republican who stole the election for Bush in Florida. The fabulous Bill Nelson that we all have to vote for, he voted yes for torture. But you still have to vote for him. Ben Nelson of Nebraska. I never heard of him, I'm sorry. Mark Pryor of Arizona. Jay Rockefeller. What is wrong with Jay Rockefeller? West Virginia. That's interesting because he's the Democratic head of the Senate Intelligence Committee. So he knows stuff that other people, you know, they're not allowed to tell what they know. Ken Salazar from Cali is another one. He's like Lieberman. He's a Republican, Ken Salazar. And Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, you know, who is like having such a tough race to hold on to her seat. So, that's the hall of shame of the Democrats. The Democrats for torture. That's who they are. Democrats for torture. Is Mark Pryor the one sending the dirty letters to the intern? You know, I have to say, so, you people monitoring me, those are my favorite people. You know, they say, well, I'm a Republican, I'm just monitoring you. Where the hell is that story about the senator? I guess it's Mark Pryor. Maybe it's a different Pryor. But the left wing is pretty disgusting also. Air America and these websites are all jumping on this story about R-A-W. See, one thing you never had to do was type while you were talking, which is like so hard. Which is so hard. All right, it's a congressman. All right, it's a different, it's Congressman Mark Foley. Okay, Congressman Mark Foley, Republican of Florida. There was a 16-year-old male intern who, I don't know, I guess he didn't even work for Congressman Foley. But the congressman had been emailing. He emailed this kid and asked what he wanted for his birthday. He asked his age. I don't know, he took a liking to this boy. To this young man, I don't know why. I believe that this congressman, Mark Foley, is one of those people. If I could bear to talk to Michelangelo, I would ask him. But I think he's one of the congressmen that the I think they're always kind of whispering that he's really gay. Okay? It just sounds familiar. So he has these very innocuous emails with this kid that was an intern. And even Raw Story, which is delighting in this, says number the kid when the congressman started emailing him, number one was 16, which is apparently the age of consent in Washington, D.C. to begin with. And even Raw Story says there's nothing sexual in these emails. There's nothing untoward in these emails. They have the emails. I'm not posting them because I think this is too disgusting. Glad you're home safe and sound. We don't go back into session until September 5th. It's a nice long break. I am back in Florida now. It's nice. It's been raining today. It sounds like you will have fun over the next few weeks. How old are you now? I'm in North Carolina, and it was 100 in New Orleans. Wow, that's really hot. Well, do you miss D.C.? It's raining here, but 68 degrees, so who can argue? Did you have fun at your conference? What do you want for your birthday coming up? What stuff do you like to do? Wow, this guy ought to be locked up as a pervert, huh? Now, I don't quite get the point of this. Apparently, this boy, who's now 17, there's tons more of these emails, the millions of them. This boy gave the emails to somebody and said he thought they were creepy. Now, I could see the right wing if these were from a Democratic congressman, or even the right wing, you know, that they might turn on this guy because he's a Republican. But I really resent this Raw Story, which is started by the people from Raw Story are gay. That's no secret. And this is one of these things that Air America is ramming down your throat. Oh, everybody is just eating this up. What's the Raw Story's headline? GOP congressman sends teenage boy sick emails. Hi, it was 100 in New Orleans. It's 68 degrees here. It's raining. Wow! How long should we lock this guy up for? And, of course, it's only wrong to be gay to left-wing people if you're a Republican and you choose not to stay in the closet, you see. So I hate them all. I think they're all scumbags. I really do. All right, I'm going to stay with this sex thing because they locked up this guy from the Washington State. This thing about the FBI pretending to be a 13-year-old girl, and then they lock people up. What the fuck is that about? What is that about? Did they do anything? They didn't do anything. And that Dateline. Oh, my God. There's another one on tonight. I'm never watching another one. This country is really insane. There is something so whacked out going on in this world that I can't believe it. Oh, there's the Bob Woodward book, too. Should save that for Monday after we all watch him on 60 Minutes, except I always forget to watch 60 Minutes because I hate 60 Minutes. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Defending truth, justice, and the real American way. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
You're away from the office, about to give a major presentation, and you realize you forgot an important file.
I feel your pain and have your relief. Go to My PC. With Go to My PC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. Your home, a coffee shop, anywhere you'd rather be. It's fast, easy, and best of all, painless. Just log on to gotomypc.com with your secure username and password, and you'll have instant access to all your programs, files, network resources, and email, just like you're sitting in your office. Go to My PC is simply the best remote access service on the market. Serious subscribers can try Go to My PC free for 30 days with unlimited access. For this special offer, visit gotomypc.com. Click on the radio listener button and use promo code Sirius. That's gotomypc.com, promo code Sirius, for a full month free of Go to My PC.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-499-0737.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-499-0737. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-499-0737. That's 800-499-0737.
Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, buy them well. Oh, Foley and Pryor, I got mixed up. The Pryor is the one whose state I got wrong. Foley is Florida. Wasn't it easier to figure out what state people were from when you got to use more than two letters? Sometimes you need four letters. Massachusetts, M-A-S-S. That's Massachusetts. I can't, well, yeah, Maine, Massachusetts. Maryland. How is anybody supposed to, you need all, you bring back those letters. When did they go to, Joanne just said the same thing. She doesn't use two letters. You just use the letters that make you comfortable. Isn't that what life is all about? The letters that make you comfortable. Oh, you want to crack up? Go to Drudge Report. Go to DrudgeReport.com and look at this story of wigs for babies. This is the latest thing. Apparently, this started here, and it is now going to infiltrate England. And it's a company, I found, this is so funny. It is a company called Baby Toupee. Why would you want to do this? BabyToupee.com. Although the link is on the Drudge Report. And they've only got four wigs. They shoot their wand right on their homepage. Yeah, I don't care. They can wait. They have four wigs, and they have four little babies modeling each of these four wigs, okay? One is Little Kim. That's a pink wig. One is Donald Trump. One is Samuel L. And my personal favorite is Bob Marley. And that one comes with the hat, with the dreads. Look at the Drudge Report. It's, or click the link, babytoupee.com. But you know how you can tell when something is like totally a yuppie phenomenon? It would be my memory that Samuel L. Jackson is a black person. That Little Kim is a black person. And that actually Bob Marley, this wig is so fabulous, is a black person. Do you think one of these little babies is anything but white? little white babies. Three of them wearing wigs of black people. So the British are like all upset. You know, it's like every decadent thing on the face of the earth, you know, comes from America to sully them. To sully them. But it is so funny. You have to look on drudgereport.com. But you have to click on the thing underneath the story so you can see all four wigs. Ben in Arkansas. Ben! Ben went away. Bye, Ben. Okay. There he was. I put him on. I didn't even make him wait that long. And he disappeared. All right, let's get back to these perbs. There was a story yesterday, which I didn't even save it. I didn't post it. It was on Drudge or something. This guy that works at the Washington Times, baby, had porn on the work computer, blah, 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 blah. And they arrested him because they did the old sting thing, whereby these FBI agents, I don't even understand this. I really don't. This is so beyond me. FBI agents go on internet chat rooms. They pretend to be 13-year-old girls. They have dirty conversations with who knows who. For all they know, they're talking to 13-year-old boys. Maybe they exchange, they talk dirty, maybe they exchange dirty pills, who the hell knows? And then they make an appointment to meet. And then what happens? What happened to the best weatherman in Miami, Florida? Bill Kamal. Police jump out and arrest them. Somebody arrest them. They pull into a parking lot, they get out of their car. They're looking around for the 13-year-old girl or the 13-year-old boy. And they get arrested. Now, what is it, NBC? Every Dateline, it seems. They got onto something good on Dateline. They're apparently getting huge ratings with this. And I had been reading about this, but I had never seen them. And I don't know what was going on last week. I did, you know, there it was, Dateline, and I watched this. This is the most horrible thing I've ever seen in my life. How they are allowed to put this on television. I mean, do these men sign releases? They must be crazy if they do. They do the same thing, but it's the television network that runs the sting, but they get the police involved. How sick is that? They pose on the internet as 13-year-old girls. They talk to men. They set up a meeting. This is NBC. Or is it NBC Dateline? I can never remember. They rent a house. They get like a 20-year-old girl who looks very young to be in the house. And she says, oh, come in. I just have to put this laundry in the other room. And then the guy from Dateline leaps out. And these men have not done anything. It's a thought crime. I grant you that I am sure that 99% of these men are there to screw this 14-year-old girl. Or sometimes it's a 15 or 16-year-old girl, which to me is when the whole thing gets so iffy anyway. But they haven't done anything, number one. And number two, there is no girl. That, we all know what's in their mind. You know, I would bet you anything on this earth that this congressman, you know, he's probably gay. you know, he probably is trying to seduce this 16-year... But he didn't do anything! These men have not done anything! They come to this house! How do you arrest people for what's in their mind? Remember what Bob Dylan said, and I never quote Bob Dylan, despite my advanced age, except for this one sentence. If our thought dreams could be seen by everyone, surely we'd find our head in a guillotine. So these poor men on Dateline go to this house. The Dateline, I forget what his name is. Oh, God, what a sack of shit this guy is. Jumps out. There was a guy last week, he was some Hispanic guy in the military, who literally got down on his hands and his knees, begging them not to ruin his life. And of course, I don't know, do they ever tell you what ultimately ends up happening? Because I would say that somebody really ought to fight this there has to be some constitutional grounds. How can they arrest you? They didn't do anything. The law is a law against using the internet to solicit sex with a minor. But they're taking it so far beyond that. There was a story the other day. Some woman has a website where she writes stories, made up stories about sex with kids, you know, all kinds of really sick stuff. And you can read part of it for free and then you have to pay to... But there's stories! That woman's arrested. But are we surprised at anything? You know, when we now live in a country where we're going to torture people? It's horrible. And to have this goddamn network involved, to me, is even worse. That's the one thing I have against Jeanine Pirro, by the way. She's very big on these stings on the internet. All right, people, hold on. And I'm going to take this break, and then I'll clean up these quotes. Look at that. Nobody cares about torture. Everybody loves sex on the internet. Tells us a lot about our audience.
For real liberal talk radio, this is Sirius Left 146.
If you keep a fly swatter on the front seat of the car so you can reach your kids in the back seat of the car.
My name's Paul. I'm a sailor driver through Nebraska right now on my way to Maryland. I barbecued a steak on an engine block.
John Devon, I'm a flatbed truck driver rolling through Texas. I've actually financed a tattoo.
This is the McCarthy family out of Liberty City, and we're a bunch of rednecks, and we love blue-collar comedy.
You might be a redneck.
Blue Collar Radio, Sirius 103.
Travelocity presents the Gigantinormous Sale.
Holiday, here I come.
Save $100 instantly on your vacation.
Smashing.
Plus, get $200 off your next one.
Cha-ching, bada-bing.
Hurry, save up to $300.
300 buckaroos? That's mucho moolah.
Book now. Sale ends November 16th. Restrictions apply. For details and other great deals, visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Dark and mysterious one minute, and red hot the next. Chocolate Bite LG has soft touch technology with a glowing touch sensitive keypad that lights up and reacts to your touch. It also features a rockin' MP3 player and VCast music on demand, camera camcorder, and Bluetooth. With all this in a sleek, stylish, cutting edge slider phone, you'll instantly become a chocoholic. Don't say we didn't warn you. Chocolate Bite LG, exclusively at Verizon Wireless. LG, life's good.
Start your day the liberal way with Bill Press.
Okay, here's the latest. We got to support the war in Iraq, says George Bush, because it's part of the war on terror. Get out of here. The war in Iraq has nothing to do with the war on terror. In fact, Iraq is a huge distraction from the war on terror because it takes resources away from the true enemy, which is Al-Qaeda. So don't believe George W. Bush. Believe me.
The Bill Press Show. 6 a.m. East, 3 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
Thank you.
Tom Hartman right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
And Joanne, the engineer, not the caller. Just it's entrapment. But I guess if the FBI, you know, if it's to protect the children, you can do anything. But Sam from Michigan's been holding on the longest.
Ed Schultz, right at...
Sam from Michigan. Is he there? Have we actually taken a call that's worked?
Lynn.
Oh, there you are. Hello.
Hello, Lynn.
Yes?
Yeah, I just called after you told mentioned Debbie Stabenow. I just called her office, and I blasted that bitch. I'm telling you, I'm from Michigan, and I work the Democratic Party around here, and I'll tell you, when I see her at a rally, I'm going to be up in her face about voting.
She is a very tough, doesn't she? She's got a real tough race.
Yeah, she's really
And she's a coward.
Well, right now, I think she's like 10 points ahead. You know, and this guy from Oakland that she's up against, he's got a lot of money. And of course, Oakland County here in Michigan is a very wealthy county. So that's where they are.
I don't know the rest of her voting record. I mean, does she ever show any balls or not? Is she always like this?
No, she's always like that. She voted against something else that I can't remember what the hell it was, but I thought I'm totally against it. And here, I'm a Vietnam vet. She's probably never even seen the daylights of a boots on her damn feet, knowing that torture... You think that these people are not going to torture us?
And if we also are saying we can, like, grab a foreigner off the streets of New York City or Dearborn, Michigan or someplace...
They can grab them
and lock them... No, and lock them up and torture them. Well, isn't that going to make people a little nervous, like, if you're planning a trip out of the country...
Well,
doesn't that mean that any country can grab an American off the street and torture us?
Absolutely. They've already talked about it, this new one. They killed that Alba Sakkari. Well, the new guy says that in 2007, they're going to come out with more explosives, there's going to be more technology, and they're going to do it in a way that's just not IEDs. They're going to have better technology to blow up the American soldiers over there. And he says that they are going to start capturing American soldiers and torture them.
Well, that is exactly the point that the people voting against this tried to make.
Right. And here we got 14 Democrats with no balls, and they just stabbing all. I'll tell you, I've already voted absentee. And I'll tell you, I wish I would never have voted for
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Vote for the Republican? You know,
no, that's it. You know,
We're stuck this time.
I got my balls in a wrench, and I got to do this.
I know. We're really stuck. I got to squeeze one more person in, okay?
All right, Lynn.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Joanne in Connecticut.
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
I was just listening to you talk about Dateline, and, you know, I totally disagree with what you're saying.
Why? It's entrapment, and it's a thought crime. They don't do anything.
How is it entrapment when they're on the Internet talking to what they think is a 14-year-old girl?
But it isn't.
What?
But they're not talking to a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, they are. They're in chat rooms.
But there is no 14-year-old girl that they're talking to. It's an FBI.
They believe.
So what?
14-year-old girl.
So what?
These people are showing up. With the intent of having sex.
Yeah, but you can't arrest people for what's in their mind. What have they done?
They showed up at the house. That's what they did.
Well, is it illegal to show up at a house?
No, it's not. But based on what you say, and the documentation that they have...
But they haven't done a thing.
They intended to do
Suppose I intend to go into the next room during the break and kill Joanne. I intend to go in there and kill her.
That's
somebody supposed
law. You can be arrested. If you make that known, you can be arrested.
What kind of law is that?
Well,
I guess that goes along with torture.
Now it's a law to protect kids, this particular law. And they're trying to stop Internet predators. And what is wrong with that? You tell me what's wrong with that.
Well, I have a very big problem about age of consent stuff. I mean, I don't know, you know, certainly a 15 or 16-year-old I don't know why they can't decide to have sex, frankly.
A 14-year-old? With a guy that she...
Yeah, well, that's iffy, but the fact is, they are arresting men who have not done anything except think about having sex with a 14-year-old, and if you're going to arrest men for thinking about having sex with 14-year-olds, I bet you, would have to arrest every man on earth.
No, if they thought it, why did they show up at the house?
To see what the girl looked like, but they haven't done anything. I'm sorry, it's un-American, the whole
Dear Mr. President, are you worried that the country thinks you're full of crap? Well, you should be. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A 15-year-old student in Casanova, Wisconsin, walked into school today with a gun.
Principal John Klang approached the student, who proceeded to display a handgun and shot three times, hitting the principal all three times.
Klang is in the hospital in critical condition. The suspect is in custody. Student Jake McCloskey used to ride on the same bus as the suspect.
He can be a little wacko sometimes. He can actually be kind of mean to people.
You talk to WKOW-TV. We're learning more about a letter written by Dwayne Morrison, the man in Colorado who shot and killed a student hostage at a local high school and later killed himself. Park County Sheriff Fred Wegener says Morrison pointed out in his writing that it was not a suicide note.
However, many times the letter references suicide. This letter also clearly acknowledges his pending death.
The suspect in the shooting death of a sheriff's deputy in Lakeland, Florida, was shot and killed today by police. There is a lot of emotion in court in Warwick, Rhode Island. The owners of the Station nightclub are being sentenced for the fire that killed 100 people, including Sarah Bullard's mother.
Being told that you have to file a missing persons report on a parent when you're only 18 years old is really frightening. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't think and I couldn't stop crying.
Michael and Jeffrey Dedarian worked out plea deals. Michael Dedarian will be spending time in prison. Investors are watching. The Dow Industrials continue to flirt with a record high. Here's the AP's Warren Levinson.
For the second day in a row, the Dow Jones Industrial Average got over its record high close, but it was a struggle. The index moved past the record level, 11,722, before falling back. The intraday record is 28 points higher than that. The Dow did not touch that level in morning trading.
At Wall Street, the Dow is now down about 10 points. This is AP Radio News. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is heading home after a four-day trip to Europe. He's there to drum up NATO support for the war in Afghanistan. Rumsfeld was asked about Bob Woodward's new book. It says the outlook for Iraq next year is bleak.
You can find somebody in government to say almost anything. You know, I mean, it just is a fact. It's a big government with lots of people, and I can't imagine how anyone thinks they would know that.
The Washington Post editor's third book on the Bush administration is called State of Denial, and it comes out next week. Anna Nicole Smith and her attorney, Howard K. Stern, have exchanged vows. The AP's Jason Bronis reports they aren't legally married.
Smith and Stern did not obtain a marriage license, according to Smith's Bahamian attorney. He tells the AP the ceremony has no legal significance.
Anna Nicole Smith has been mourning the death of her son. 3 days earlier, her daughter was born at the same hospital in the Bahamas where Daniel Smith died. Howard K. Stern claims he is the baby's father. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
The IRS put a lien on my house, garnished my wages, and levied my bank account. My attorney referred me to Associated Tax Relief. Calling them was the best move I ever made. They got us a settlement we could live with.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Associated Tax Relief can help you. Associated Tax Relief has helped taxpayers settle their tax debt with the IRS.
Call Associated Tax Relief for a free consultation. 888-828-5710. 888-828-5710.
Associated Tax Relief got the IRS to accept a fraction of what we owe.
This is your opportunity to get a fresh start. Associated Tax Relief's attorneys, accountants, and tax preparers can help settle your tax debt.
Call Associated Tax Relief for a free consultation. 888-828-5710. 888-828-5710.
The IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your tax debt for less than what you owe.
Call Associated Tax Relief for a free consultation. 888-828-5710. 888-828-5710.
Thank you for calling Gateway. How can I assist you today?
I need computers for my new business.
Oh, no problem. Let's discuss your immediate needs and where you want to go in the future.
It's that easy?
It's that easy. Let's get started.
Okay, great. Let me tell you what I'm looking for.
As a small business owner, you have a lot of concerns. We don't want your technology to be one of them. See what our small business productivity tools, like ultra-reliable servers, powerful desktops, and the innovative M285 convertible notebook with Intel Centrino Duo Mobile technology, can do for your business. As technology consultants, we can help address your challenges with expert advice and personalized solutions. Now, with the purchase of a new gateway PC like the M285 convertible notebook with Intel Centrino Duo Mobile technology, we'll even throw in 30 free minutes of Answers by Gateway, where industry experts are available to answer all of your questions. Call 1-800-GATEWAY or visit gateway.com to find out how we can help your business succeed.
Real truth, real opinion, real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146 presents Lynn Samuels.
The week. You know, judging from the email that I've gotten since I started playing this song every Friday for the last song, this is Nina Ballerina. I always forget to say what it is, and then, like, not a week that goes by, I don't get an email. And it's ABBA. This is like the least known ABBA song on the face of the planet. It really is. It's so amazing. It shouldn't be amazing because it's not on ABBA Gold. It's, you literally, I think, have to buy, and I don't even remember what album. You have to buy the album. This is, I guess, I don't know, one of the ABBA songs that isn't supposed to be so good. And it's my totally favorite ABBA song. Kevin in Ohio. Kevin in Ohio.
Hello.
Hi, there you are.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hey, talk to you about the Dateline situation.
Yes. Oh, God.
Well, the only thing I have a problem with what you were saying is that the alternative to waiting until someone does something is a 13-year-old girl having sex with a 30- or 40-year-old man. Now, the thing I think they did wrong was actually take it to the next step and come to the house. You know, I mean, knowing that it's a 13- or 14-year-old girl, the right thing would do if you want to have a relationship with her would be to contact their parents and not come over under the parents without the parents' knowledge.
Look, I am not denying that these men are coming there to have sex with a teenage girl. But, first of all, they're not 13 years old. Most of them, I think, tell the guys that they're 15, 16. And that's, to me, like an age where I'm very iffy about that.
I'm really iffy about it, too, but, I mean, there are laws that do stop you from having sex or even...
Well, it depends on what state you're in. You know, then you get into the... Aren't some of the states down south still probably have very young ages of consent, don't they?
Yeah, some of them do, you're right. And some of them are within 5 years. So, I mean, you have different laws, that is correct. But, I mean, like I said, I think the only problem I have with what you were saying more than anything else is that the only alternative to waiting for them to do something wrong, I know it might just be that they were thinking about it, but the only alternative...
No, they came to do it. We know they came, you know, there's no doubt what they came to do. But it just seems to me that it's a, what is the next thought crime? You know, yeah. Once you start condoning arresting people who are only thinking of something... You
well,
know,
we went to Iraq because of imminent threat, right? So, I mean, they were...
Yeah. And there are those laws, I don't know how old you are, but in the 60s, they, you know, there were always these conspiracy laws. You know, we're like, if five people sat down and said, all right, we're going to, like, you know, blow up the New York Public Library. And right. Even if the person who presented the idea was like a CIA agent... That, you know, what they called an agent provocateur. Like, right. Nobody had ever thought of it before. But this guy working for a government agency would come in and say, all right, in fact, it's what they're doing to those guys they arrested in Miami, the alleged terrorists, and those right. Alleged ones in Canada. The idea to commit violence was the informants.
Yeah.
So then they go, who did anything? Nobody ever did anything.
They're definitely walking a line on entrapment. I understand that.
Well, apparently there is no line. I'm going to find out. Joanne said one of these people, do you remember who is the prosecutor? One of these guys calling is a prosecutor. But All right, let's see if I can find the prosecutor who will explain. I mean, look, nobody is going to come out against this. You know, I can because I'm only a talk host.
Right.
But everybody, you know, it's to protect the children. It's to protect the children. You know, maybe their fucking parents ought to protect them and keep an eye on what they're doing on the internet once in a while.
I agree.
You know, it's not, instead of entrapping these people. And how do you know that these men even really believe there's a 13-year-old girl?
Right.
You know, sex fantasy is more a male thing. You know, I'm not really into sex fantasies, but how do you know that they really, you know, maybe they could be like Joanne sitting there talking to them and saying she's 13.
Yeah.
Maybe they expect to get to the house and find a 45-year-old girl in a little dress and pigtails.
That's
54. Well, I was being nice, Joanne. Okay, thanks, hon. Bye. You don't know what people are really thinking. All right, let's see if it's Ben. Hi, are you the prosecutor, Ben? Hello, Ben?
Hello?
Hello, are you the prosecutor?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you have to say anyway?
Oh, I am just outraged. I can't believe it. You know, we have so much problems with this internet and these children and these weirdos playing on the internet. You know, I work 80 hours a goddamn week, and I mean, what kind of weirdos are trying to pick up our children now? Come on, Lynn. On the internet?
I don't know.
And then showing up at their house.
How do you know that they really believe they were children?
Well, Christ, crazy because they've been on the goddamn computer. And
no, I see you're missing the whole concept of fantasy.
Oh, come
and these
on.
Weirdos, some of them were in the military. They had on the show I watched three members of the military.
I've watched it too, and it is this vile that these people have the intention to come over to a child's house when their parents are home and do things to that child.
That's called a thought crime. That's a thought crime. You can't arrest people for what's in their minds.
I swear, raising kids nowadays, it is so hard. And they're playing on the internet, and you got these weirdos coming over your house. They need to.
Well, that's your problem. They're your children. Keep an eye on your children.
Oh, I do. But I mean, not everybody.
All right, you have a very bad line. Plus, you're missing the whole point. I'm trying to find the prosecutor.
Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
Hi, are you the prosecutor?
No, I'm the trucker on my way to the casino.
You're what?
I said I'm the truck driver on the way to the casino.
Oh,
right now.
Good for you.
Hey, I believe what they're being arrested for is not actually committing a crime.
It is a crime. It's using the internet to entice a child to have sex. That's the crime.
Oh, that what is?
Yeah, that's it. Well, they have to make up something.
Well, when I was 15, and I'm not that old. I mean, I'm 43 now. But when I was 15, I banged one of our neighbors. And, you know, she was a hot woman. And, you know, it didn't hurt me at all, mentally or physically. Matter of fact, kind of a king around the neighborhood, you know, with the guys all high-fiving.
You told everybody? Oh, God.
Well, guys always tell guys. I mean, it's not like girls. Whenever a guy gets laid, you know, at that age, people tell his buddies.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Joanne can laugh, too. Women, let me tell you, every woman that you've ever slept with, all her best friends know exactly how big your penis is. They know what you say when you come. Don't laugh, dear. It's the truth.
Well, that doesn't bother me at all.
They know everything.
What I'm saying is there's a certain age that I agree with you. It shouldn't be a crime. There's a certain age where you can make your own mind up.
And the age is iffy. I mean, everybody knows. Nobody is saying that you should let men go and touch 7-year-olds.
Right.
But 15-year-olds? Man, that's all you want. Even girls. You just want to have sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Trapping them like that. I mean, I have just never seen anything like this. These datelines. And who watches them? I think perverts watch these Dateline shows.
Yeah, I don't watch Dateline or 2020 or any of those news shows anymore.
Well, believe me, Dateline is not news anymore. Apparently, this is all they do every week now. They show you these poor, pathetic men.
Hey, babe, I'm getting ready to pull in the casino, so...
Hey, baby, what's your game? What do you play?
Well, today I'm going to play blackjack because my daughter's not working. When she's working, she's a blackjack dealer here. I can't play blackjack.
Okay, good luck.
But today it's blackjack.
Okay.
It's not blackjack, it's video poker.
Ah, well, that's my game. Good luck with the blackjack.
Thanks, hon.
Bye. Okay, give us a call Monday if you win. I love to hear when people win. Phyllis in Louisiana.
Hi, Lynn. How you doing?
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm fine. That Joanne person who called scared me. I mean, I couldn't believe it. This person is scary.
Yeah, she scared me too.
I agree that, you know, these people, these perverts are sick and disgusting, but they're entrapped. And, you know, that Deadline show bothers me.
Well, apparently you're allowed to entrap people.
Apparently you are. But for her to tell you that if you think that you're going to kill somebody, or if you even say it, but you don't make any preparations or plans or anything, or consent to a crime, that's scary.
Well, look, they arrested, you know, over the summer. Remember, they arrested that bunch of people in Canada who we don't hear about, who they say were terrorists who were planning attacks. Now, Canada has laws where they can't write about this, so they've disappeared. And then they arrested that bunch of guys down in Florida for the same thing.
We're never going to do anything until the FBI or whatever.
That's right. All the ones in Florida, they wanted boats. They thought they'd get free Timberland boots. And they're locked up as terrorists because they had some agent provocateur in there.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you that. Now you can torture everybody on top of it, so.
Well, and then I wanted to talk about my wonderful Senator, Mary Landrieu, who I already have told that I was never going to vote for her or support her again when she voted for the bankruptcy bill. Because she's not a Democrat. I don't know what the hell she is, but she's not a Democrat. She's no Democrat I ever heard
of. Voted for the bankruptcy bill. You know, that's something that their feet... Their feet were not held enough to the fire over that bankruptcy bill.
I mean, I asked her who she thought was voting for her. Who she thought was supporting her. The rich bankers or the poor people in Louisiana?
Which is most people.
Right. And, you know, I never heard back. She's not up for election for two more years, so she can do whatever the hell she pleases right now.
Oh, it's, I don't understand. I mean, I sort of can understand the ones that are up for election, you know, maybe just having no balls. But if she's not even running now, because she doesn't want them to point at her 2 years from now and say she coddled the terrorists.
Like anybody's going to remember it 2 years
from now. Oh, they'll remember that.
When he declares himself president for life with martial law anyway.
Yeah, you know something? I don't know why they bother with these bills. This is like a waste of time. It takes up everybody's time. What we need to do, have him declare himself the king. And then you can just do away with Congress. And, you know, we could save a lot of money.
Right.
Just stop pretending. Have himself say, I'm the king, fuck all of you, I am the decider. That's it.
Am I the only person that heard him say he wanted to be dictator of the world?
Oh, no, we heard that.
I heard him.
We heard it. He said it three times, and somebody must have told him to stop. Because, you know, once people started playing that on the radio and mentioning it, he never said it again.
Oh, well, I'm going to not think about any of this because I want to have a nice weekend.
Yes, so do I. Have a nice weekend.
Have
See, that guy
weekend.
Going to the casino, he was smart. He was smart. Because let me tell you, that's one thing I love about casinos. Even more than shopping. You walk into that casino, and the whole world could blow up. You wouldn't know it. You're not interested. You're not thinking. The next hand, the next hand, the next hand. How much have I lost? How much have I... Well... That's me in the casino. How much of I shouldn't say that. It's me in the casino most. I mean, my last vacation got paid for by the Indians in the casino. So I should get, since I'm going away in 3 weeks, I should get into like a winning mentality. Okay, where did September go? Oh, my God. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left, 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Ed Schultz riles up the righties at 3 p.m. East, noon West. Stephanie Miller spins the right-wing spin at 9 East, 6 West. And Bill Press starts your day with a dose of common sense. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West.
This is Sirius Left 146.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up, and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo, Sirius. GoToMeeting, online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Alex Bennett.
I'm getting ready to get arrested. You know that interrogation bill? The Bush administration has thrown on some riders that American citizens can be arrested. They help the enemy in a material way. I say we shouldn't be in Iraq. I'm giving aid and comfort to the enemy. And the government could arrest me and hold me without charges.
See you later.
The Alex Bennett Program,
9 a.m. East, 6 West, on
Real Liberal Talk Radio,
Sirius Left 146. Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, I forgot. Did I mention at the beginning? Because yesterday on Tabloid Thursday, there was that story that I had heard nowhere. That Candace Bergen... There's still music in my ears. Oh, thank God. Candace Bergen had a stroke? And I'm like, I never heard that. And if it's only in the Inquirer, you really... Well, TMZ.com, which is the... that's the website for shallow people. That is the best website, TMZ.com. It's got all the best celebrity gossip. It's... and it's... but it's not gossip. It's like they're right. You know, they're... I guess it's a celebrity news site. And they say that that story is not true, that she did, Candace Bergen did not have a stroke. She apparently had very high blood pressure, and they put her in the hospital for a couple of days to, you know, stabilize her. And she didn't have a stroke, so get over it. She ought to sue them. Okay, who's been holding on longer? Well, you win by 20 seconds. Joe in Northern California.
Hey, Lynn, it's called parental locks and guidance. You know, people got to take responsibility for their kids.
People don't take responsibility for anything.
I know they don't, but look, I got four boys. I listen to Howard. I listen to the Playboy Channel. But that don't mean I let my kids in the vehicle without locking the Sirius up, you know.
There you go. That's what I would say.
I got two kids. They're 13 and 9, and I let them go on the internet, but I put the parental locks, you know.
Now, let me ask you something, though. Can they get around them? Because, you know, it's kind of a given in this day and age that your 13-year-old probably knows more about the internet than you do.
Oh, I'm sure they do, but I don't know if there is a way or there's not. But like I said, the parents got to take responsibility. I mean,
and you just have it set up. It's like you're not some stay-at-home father, right? Like the guy.
No, I'm driving truck out here in California.
Okay, so you go to work, and yet you found all the ways that you can keep your kids from going on the internet. And, you know, if you had daughters, they wouldn't be getting dirty pictures.
Well, it's also like this. I got HBO on Dish Network, that satellite system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you lock out HBO because, you know, I like my Deadwood, and they drop the F-bomb every time they want to, and, you know.
Well, that makes sense to me.
Your adult shows, you lock them up and let them watch their SpongeBobs and their... And you know, Trick My Truck, and let them watch all the good channels, you know, just the clean channels. I mean, it's called taking responsibility for your kids.
Well, Beth, I'm with you.
You know, these people think that as soon as the name is for the kids, it's for the kids. All it is another taxation or another fine. It is, when is the parent going to be able to handle their own children here?
Handle them less and less.
Well, here's the thing, Lynn. They expect the TV to be the babysitter or the internet. And there's no consequences behind that, you see? That's what they want. It's a cheap, affordable babysitter.
Well, I'm with you. Thank you. Finally, an intelligent person.
All right, Lynn.
Thanks,
talk to you later.
See, but the other thing is, everybody who thinks... somebody sent me, not a link, just the headline of a story, that the new bone of contention between parents and babysitters is what the babysitters feed the children. You know, that the parents will be into organic and the babies. Now, would you tell me why, if you were the employee of somebody, you would think for 1 minute that you had the right to take a kid to McDonald's? Why? I mean, everybody thinks they have a right now to do anything they want. Anything you want. Well, the parent may want to feed them that, but if they're going to leave their child with me, I want to take... There is just something so wrong with people. There is just something so wrong with people. Because people think... This happens in New York. How can you say this without sounding racist? Because it is racist. There's one particular ethnic group of people the teenagers of that ethnic group. You know, when you're a teenager, what are you? Working in a store. You're waiting on people. We all did, didn't we? Well, one ethnic group is too good to be waiting on people. And they make that really clear. And they're particularly too good to be waiting on people of the white ethnic group. And it's like, get over it. I keep wanting to say to these kids, what are you, 17? When I was 17, I was waiting on people. You know, and you get older and you do something else. But that isn't how anybody is. How could somebody who's a babysitter think it's their decision what to feed a child? Of course it isn't. What morons. I hate people. Oh, did anybody see Ugly Betty last night? I'd say the one or first or second best reviewed new TV show of the season, which I was listening to Michael Savage in one ear and watching that in the other ear, which was very jarring. It was pretty good. I don't know how good it is if you were paying total attention. But she's so sweet, that girl. The girl from Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, America Ferrara. And it's well written, pretty much. You know, you can pretty much see what's coming. But I liked it. And Grey's Anatomy was fabulous because there was more sex. Oh, my God, that's all there was. Sandra Oh and her red underwear was so good. I'm in love with Sandra Oh. I just love her. I'm so glad that guy left her. That guy who directed that shitty yuppie movie. She was married to the guy who directed Sideways. And he dumped her. Best thing that ever happened, Sandra. Tony in Michigan.
Hi, Lynn. How you doing?
Okay, what's up?
Great show. Hey, just to weigh in very quickly on that entrapment deal on Dateline or whatever that show is.
Oh!
BC. I'm going to tell you. You know, this whole damn thing is nothing but a ratings grabber.
Well, you know, I think they started it as, you know, like, I think they thought they were doing some public service.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously, they're getting fabulous ratings because every week that's what's on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just like this has turned into, you know, it's a bill of fare. You know, it's going to be about, you know, entrapping these dirtbags. And I don't doubt that for a minute.
I don't think they're dirtbags. I felt so sorry for that one guy,
that
Marine.
That one guy that was begging. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You just wanted to say, like, come live with me. You know, he was so pathetic.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, you know, and I kind of wonder what half-assed police department is jumping in on this. You know, it's like Dateline is doing three-quarters of their work. I mean, I don't know how this all ties in, but if these people were really trying to stop, you know, people molesting children, okay, set up that little sting, but instead of entrapping the guy, say, okay, you know, this is what we got. We got you with the goods. Don't ever do this again. You know, or your ass has had it. Now, that is going to stop 98% of these people.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't tell what happens at the end. I didn't even explain it. People haven't seen it. The girl is there who's really about 20.
Yeah.
Then the Dateline guy jumps out, and then we caught you. And then they say to the guys, now, this isn't working so much anymore because most of them, I think, know what's going to happen.
Yeah, oh,
they
yeah.
say, all right, you can go. And the minute they walk through the door of that house, they get thrown down on the ground and arrested by the police.
Yeah.
And there is something to me very weird. Like you said, why is NBC, a TV network, working with the police of all? What is that about?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. It's just, it's strange, you know, this country.
But is there going to be a knock on your door, and instead of them saying the FBI is here to see, you know, in New York, they're going to outlaw trans fat. Am I going to have, like, ABC or NBC knock on my door to see if there's a cookie in my house?
Yeah, I know. Well, now that's really all I had to say, but, hey, I did see Ugly Betty, and I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if I can watch it every week, but it seems good.
I'm kind of getting tired of that Earl and his overly dumb brother, you know.
Oh, God, you know, something. I sat through the first My Name is Earl, and I said, that's it, no more for me. I hated it.
Yeah, you know, it's
did you stick around for Grey's Anatomy with Sandra Oh in her underwear?
Yeah, there you are. No, I didn't. I had other things.
Oh, see, you miss Sandra Oh in her red underwear.
It's kind of hot, I think, you know.
She's getting too skinny. I wish she would put on a little
more. Yeah.
Thank you.
You take care.
Bye. What time is it? We have time. I'm in no hurry.
Hey.
Smiley in Florida. Lynn. Hi.
Hi, Lynn. I applied for my passport today. Do you have one of those state non-driver identification cards?
Yes, I do.
If you have one of those, it requires 5 additional pieces of ID. Or 4 additional pieces of ID. They count that as one piece of ID. If you have a regular driver's license, you're straight. And I was just really frustrated.
Why? You get them at the same place. I don't even understand
but
that.
They wanted 4 additional pieces of identification. They wanted a registration, pay stubs, a past tax return. They wanted the runout from the Social Security. Not the Social Security card. The runout that shows your benefits.
Oh, my God.
So I thought it was a discrimination. You're one of the people I know that doesn't drive, doesn't have a regular driver's license. And I was
the
like,
the weird thing is that in New York State, they make it harder to get a non-driver's ID. Joanne, oh, you have a non-driver's? It's harder to get a non-driver's ID in New York State than it is to get a driver's license.
That's what I thought. Like, you come from another state and you have a valid license, they just give you a new license in
New
York.
Well, when I had to renew my non-driver's ID, I guess about 2 years ago, first of all, you can renew a driver's license in the mail. To renew a non-driver's license, you have to go down there. What sense does that make?
It doesn't make any sense at all. I guess they're just, I don't think they even compare these pictures. I don't even think they have that.
No, mine had a picture. I had a picture on the old one, but they still made me go.
If someone wanted to steal your identification, they could probably do it and just get a new picture taken. I don't think they're doing that well of a job protecting our identities.
You've never had a passport before? This is your first passport?
Yeah, I'm 38, and I'm really looking forward. I took one of those prepackaged tours to Europe. You know, where you go to a bunch of countries.
Yeah.
So I'm doing it for the first time, and I'm thrilled, but boy.
I'm already, this is how anxiety-ridden I am. I have to renew my passport in 2009, and I'm already saying, what rules are they going to have? What am I going to have to do? How
well,
are they going to aggravate me?
If you're renewing a passport, I suppose you don't need all that identity.
No, but you know how they change the rules for everything every minute?
In 2000 and something, they'll change the rules, right?
You know, what are they going to say? Well, you got the passport, but, you know, I got the passport before 2001, and, you know, it's a whole different world now.
Oh, I don't believe it. I went to one post office, I waited on a line that went out the front door, and they told me the passport
office is only open from Monday and Wednesday.
No, he didn't show up to work today, so I had to go to the main office after waiting on that line, and then they told me about the 4 additional pieces of ID that I don't have in my car, you know. My friend drove
the whole thing, it's all a pain in the ass. They just make everything so difficult.
Thank you very much, Lynn,
okay,
for letting me complain.
Thank you. Well, it's bureaucracy. It's bureaucracy. When I got that passport, I think I've told this. I had never flown. Somebody wanted to take me to Bermuda. So I had an expired passport. And that actually was good because Bermuda is British. But this was before, September 11th. And I managed to get in with my WABC radio ID and an expired passport to Bermuda. And we managed to get out of Bermuda also with that. And like the next day after I got home, I said, you know what? I'm getting another passport. and I'm going to get the non-driver's ID. And I got both of them. And because I had the expired passport, I guess maybe it wasn't. But I also live near the biggest passport office in New York. I don't know why. I never knew it was there, but I'm looking it up. It's like five blocks away from me. So I went to like the passport hub. But the worst was having to go to the DMV. You know, and get it's somebody who doesn't even drive. And they're trying to make these driver's license harder to get. And I'm sure the non-drivers said that all the illegal immigrants can't have one. And the terrorists, of course, it's never about the illegal immigrants, who should be all deported!
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that different. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-335-7600. That's 1-800-335-7600. Or go to selectquote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 800-901-1831, 800-901-1831, 800-901-1831.
Hi, it's JR for my friends at SinusBuster.com. That's SinusBuster.com on the web at better stores nationwide. You've got to try Pepper Boost. Are you on a diet? Are you depriving yourself? You're always starving. Couple of shots of Pepper Boost, the all-natural appetite suppressant, and it keeps you from gorging and pigging out. Taste the power of the pepper on salad, on seafood, or couple of shots when you're hungry. It's Pepper Boost from SinusBuster.com.
Attention, ditto heads. Enter, but enter at your own risk. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
You know, one of the great talk radio hosts of all time, Neil Rogers, is always telling, he sort of lives in Canada now, but he's from Florida, and his mother died a couple of years ago. She was, I don't know, 90 or something. And the state of Florida, no surprise, lets you renew your driver's license for like 6 or 8 years through the mail. So that's why there are people driving in the state of Florida that are blind, they're deaf. He said his mother couldn't see, she couldn't walk, she couldn't hear, and she got the thing in the mail to renew her driver's license. She mailed it in, and they just mailed her. She could have just walked out to that car if she could have seen it. If she could have found her way to the car, she could have gotten into that car and been driving until she would have been over 100 years old the last time when the renewal was. So there you go. And yet other people, they drive you crazy for things. When I was trying to get my Social Security card, because somewhere I had lost it, and I don't know, this is probably also 5-6 years ago, and I had to go to some office, and I am surrounded by people who cannot speak one word of English, who I would bet anything were not legally in my country. And these people walk up to the window, they show something or other, they hand it a card. Me, go make this out, go here, go. Me, they're giving a hard time. While the fucking Tower of Babel all around me. Everything takes 1 second. Oh, you don't speak a word of English? Here's your Social Security card. You, on the other hand, sound like you've been living here your whole fucking life. We're going to make your life miserable now. Oh, God. I better watch out. They're going to torture me. Mike in Florida.
Hey, Lynn. I love your show.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so glad. Actually, I live in Minnesota. I'm so glad I moved there from California. The DMV out there is just horrible. You wait in line for hours and hours. And
yeah, but
hours.
Aren't they all horrible?
Well, the one in Minnesota where I live, you go into the guy in the courthouse and there's no line or anything. I mean,
oh, I guess, you know, Minnesota is, if you live, my theory is if you go live in a cold enough state, you probably don't have to wait on line that long.
There's nobody there, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I bet Wyoming and Montana, I bet the lines are even shorter.
Right, and the streets are safer. There's nobody wandering around out there in the 50 below zero, you know.
But Florida's nicer.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of humid and hot down here for me.
Oh, I don't mind that. Yeah, well, you're not used. What part of Minnesota do you live in? Because, you know, Minneapolis is getting the 08 Republican convention.
Oh, really? Well, I'm in West Central. It's about 2 hours from Minneapolis.
Well, stay away for the convention, unless you're going to demonstrate.
Right.
Anyway, that's not why you called.
No, as far as this thing goes, it's just FBI is pretending that they're like a 14-year-old. I mean, who's to say that this guy is not pretending to be a pervert? That, like, you know, his real intention is to go over there and, like, try to save this poor child, you know.
That's true, too.
Yeah, they don't know that he's really intentional.
Because it's fantasy. I mean, I don't know why people don't understand fantasy. Maybe the guy thinks he's going to go there, and maybe he's experienced. I mean, I know women are not into this, but men like to have girls, you know, dress up like the French maid and put on the little Catholic uniform and all of that. So how do you know they don't expect that there's going to be a woman there, you know, with a little Catholic schoolgirl outfit on?
Sure, but my point is, I mean, the guy could be pretending just like the FBI agent.
That's true.
He's pretending to be a pervert, and, like, really he had a daughter that got in trouble, and he's trying to, like, save this girl.
Oh, I saw that Criminal Minds, too.
I mean, maybe the intention of this supposed pervert is even more moral than the intention of the FBI agent, which is, you know.
Exactly. And what are they going to do? You know that magazine, Barely Legal.
I don't know. I don't read many magazines.
Oh, well, it's, you know, it's got pictures of girls, you know, that are, I guess, because legally they have to be legal age, but they're dressed in such a way that they certainly appear to be much younger. What are they going to do? Arrest every man who buys that? You know what they're thinking.
Every guy looks at young girls dressed, you know, like they dress, and, you know, they can't arrest men for undressing them in their mind.
Yeah, well, apparently you can. Apparently you can. Stay warm, darling. Bye. Is that your phone was giving out, lest I sound, I mean, you people are paying. I don't want to sound. We have time to do, I thought I had the story of the day, and then I found a better story of the day. Insane, well, last night, for instance, at JFK, somebody found a bag laying in the parking lot. So they only evacuated the terminal for about 4 hours. Because somebody left a bag in the parking lot, you know. Okay, so I thought this was the story of the day. Man forced off plane by fellow passengers. Madrid. A Spanish university professor with a long beard and a dark complexion said Thursday he was briefly forced off an airliner during a layover on the Spanish island of Mallorca by passengers who thought he was an Islamic terrorist. Can you believe this? Remember the other story a couple of weeks ago about the Jewish guy? The Orthodox Jew praying on an airplane. They made them throw him off the plane because they thought he was a terrorist. Pablo Gutierrez Vega. You can't get a more Spanish name than that, can you? Said he was humiliated when three German passengers, because they have such a perfect record, the Germans, approached him during a layover in Palma de Mallorca and asked to search his carry-on luggage. What a pair of balls they have! He said the men told him that the other passengers were frightened by his appearance. This guy is a law professor at the University of Seville. They treated me like an Islamic terrorist because of my appearance. The airline confirmed the incident, called it regrettable. This is Air Berlin. After realizing the men were not undercover police officers, Gutierrez Vega refused to hand over his luggage. The pilot then approached the group and led the professor to the runway where they could speak in private. The pilot said the passengers believed I was a Muslim. I would just say, so effing what? On the runway, the pilot apologized and said he was willing to expel the passengers and continue the flight. The pilot also said he could take Gutierrez Vega's luggage into the cockpit to pacify the other passengers. And Gutierrez Vega, being not nearly as obnoxious as Lynn Samuels, got back on the plane and he let the pilot take his luggage because he was, he'd had enough. But that isn't the story of the day. I'll tell you that when we come back.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left 146.
I'm Mo Rocca, the host of The Mo Rocca Show on Discovery Channel Radio. I've been on Comedy Central. I did The Daily Show. I've done all the I Love series on VH1. I need to educate America's young on the whole canon of 1980s orphan-driven sitcoms. On my Discovery Channel Radio show, you can expect to hear me talk about things as diverse as celebrity pets, croquet, the game, croquettes, the snack. The show will be a gorgeous mosaic of diverse subjects. Every Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Discovery Channel Radio, Sirius 119.
Hey drivers, this is Trace Atkins for Idle Air. I'm familiar with life on the road. It's easy to miss the comforts of home, and it's hard to get quality rest. Many of you are already enjoying Idle Air's comfort, clean air, and entertainment. But did you know that a growing number of fleets pay for Idle Air services for their drivers? Does your fleet pay? Ask your company to join hundreds of others who are making better lives for their drivers. Call 877-553-5824. That's 877-553-5824.
Hey, serious listeners, got laptop problems? I'm the Laptop Guy, and this is my dog, Zoe. We're here to tell you about the Laptop Guy Repair Garage, where we fix thousands of laptops every year. Our Laptop Guy mechanics are experts at fixing all makes and models, both PC and Mac. We make laptop repair fast and affordable. So if you have laptop problems, give Zoe and I a buzz today at 1-888-BUZZ-ZOE. That's 1-888-BUZZ-ZOE. Or log on to LaptopGuy.com.
Tom Hartman.
Now, I've got serious problems about the integrity of voting machines, but my bigger problem, and this is the issue that nobody's talking about, that we all should be talking about, is that the voting machines are owned not by us, but by private corporations. Privatizing the vote is a felony against democracy. There's no other way to describe it. I want the corporations out of my vote. That's a felony.
Tom Hartman.
Noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146. Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Okay, this is the story of the week. This is it. I saved it. A passenger, now this happened in Washington or Wisconsin or what state is it now? A Wisconsin man was flying. We'll get, I forgot where. And you know the new rule now, you can take your little travel-sized toiletries with you, but you must put them in a clear 1 gallon Ziploc. Do you know it costs $3.69 to get a box of those fucking bags? What am I going to do with the rest of them? I don't use those. Anyway, in the bag. So this Wisconsin guy, who had had it with everything, a 31-year-old guy, wrote on his bag, Kip Hawley is an idiot. Now, that name didn't ring a bell with me either. Kip Hawley is the head of the TSA. And this guy's had it. Like, anybody who flies has had it. With you can, you can't, your shoes on, your shoes off, in the bag, out of the bag, take a talk, all of this shit. See, right, Skip Hawley is an idiot. Well, he was stopped. He was stopped going through security because they said, the TSA spokesman said he was stopped, but it's like a person joking about a bomb. How is saying the head of the TSA is an idiot? Anything like a person saying there's a bomb in my luggage? I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Bird entered the airport checkpoint with the bag, and it said Kip Hawley is an idiot. He put the marked plastic bag in the tray with his shoes and his cell phone. A TSA screener saw the bag and went to get a supervisor. And the supervisor asked Mr. Bird if it was his bag. It was obvious that the supervisor was already angry, said Mr. Bird. And the screener told him, you can't write things like that! Because, what do you think, this is America? The supervisor told Bird he had the right to express his opinions out there, but did not have the right in here. The supervisor then called a sheriff's deputy because they just wanted to run this poor man's name now through the system to see if he had any outstanding warrants. Because, you know, he could have written on other plastic bags in the past. He could be a serial plastic bag insult writer, which is apparently now against the law, I guess, to insult people on plastic bags. The supervisor said he was going to confiscate the bag. But Mr. Bird objected. So the supervisor took a picture of it. Oh, God, what country is this? Screeners looked at the bag to make sure it wasn't anything like a bomb threat. And they kept saying he was a little combative. As somebody who's constantly being told I'm screaming at people, I think when you're trying to be emphatic, I was on the phone with somebody the other day, and I said something or other. And then she said something, you know, that ignored what I had said, so I repeated the thing the second time. And by the third time I had to say it, she goes, you don't have to yell at me. When it was kind of obvious that I sort of did. I don't think I was yelling, but, you know, she wasn't paying any attention. A spokesman for the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office said the TSA did call the sheriff to report the customer, and they ran a check on the man, and no crime had been committed, and they don't know how long he was held. Can you believe that? All he wrote on the bag. What if I try to go and write, fuck the TSA? I want to wear a t-shirt with Arabic writing, because they threw the guy off the JetBlue for that. Remember the guy had the t-shirt that said, I don't know, like, we will not be moved and we want peace or something, and it's written in English and Arabic. So they told him to either turn it inside out or they wouldn't let him fly. Because it made the other passengers nervous that there was Arabic writing. Because you could go in the bathroom and take that Arabic writing and make a bomb out of Arabic. Oh, you didn't know that? No, that just shows what you know. Those Muslims, they know how to have Arabic writing that you can take off and you can make a bomb out of the writing itself. You know, the New York Times, by the way, that wrote an editorial, very good editorial against the torture bill, but they also wrote an editorial against them letting you take your toiletries on an airplane. They said, how do no, this is the Times. The terrorists, there couldn't be a lot of terrorists, and each one would have 3 ounces, and then they'd get on the plane, and then they'd put all their 3 ounces together. The New York Times. Well, if we're all alive on Monday, I'll be back. And I just spend your weekend torturing the person of your choice to show what a great American you are. Because anybody who does not torture somebody over this weekend, you're coddling the terrorists and you have no regard for the culture of America. So go out and torture the person you love, as I'm sure most of you were planning to do anyway. All right, if I'm still alive, I'll see you. Thank you, Joanne. I only have to yank out one of her fingernails. She only made one little mistake. Maybe I'll let it pass. I don't know. I have to check with Bush. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Tired of hearing liberals are wimpy? We'll show those blustering blowhards. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A principal was shot today at a school in Cazenovia, Wisconsin. Police say a 15-year-old student walked into the school, confronted Principal John Klang, and shot him 3 times. Klang is in the hospital in critical condition. This is Superintendent Terry Milford.
We are anxious for his return so that we can thank him in person. Sorry, that's just a little bit hard for me.
The suspect is in custody. It's not clear yet if the principal was the intended target. The man who took hostages at a high school in Bailey, Colorado, left behind a note. Dwayne Morrison killed himself after killing one of his hostages. Park County Sheriff Fred Wegner says Morrison mentioned that his writing should not be considered a suicide note.
No reference to harming anyone is mentioned in the letter. There's no reference to students' names or contacts of anyone in this Platte Canyon area.
In the note, Morrison acknowledged his pending death and apologized for things that would occur. In Lakeland, Florida today,
this is the man we were looking for.
The man wanted for killing a sheriff's deputy was shot and killed by members of a SWAT team. The big mystery is, who is he? President Bush says critics of the Iraq war are wrong. He pointed to those who say the war has made the threat of terrorism worse.
Iraq is not the reason the terrorists are at war against us. They're at war against us because they hate everything America stands for.
The House has voted to approve a military tribunals bill. Florida Republican Congressman Mark Foley is thinking about resigning. Sources say there are questions about emails he wrote to a former Capitol page. Well, we're about an hour away from the closing bell on Wall Street. After briefly reaching the record high earlier today, the Dow has retreated. The Dow Jones Industrials now down 25 points. That is about 25 points away from the all-time high. This is AP Radio News. Crews say they are very close to containing the Day Fire in Southern California. It has burned 250 square miles since Labor Day. President Bush welcomed a controversial Central Asian leader to the White House.
Human rights groups contend Kazakhstan President Nursultan Nazarbayev is a tyrant who rigged last December's election and had a top political foe assassinated. But President Bush is hailing Nazarbayev as a loyal ally in the war on terror.
I appreciate your leadership, Mr. President, and I welcome you here to the White House.
The other main area of cooperation is oil, with Kazakhstan aiming to pump more than 3 million barrels a day within a decade. As to dissent, Bush tells reporters he discussed with his guest institutions that would enable liberty to flourish. Mark Smith at the White House.
The comeback continues. Liza Minnelli will be on Law and Order Special Victims Unit. She will play a former beauty queen whose daughter, an aspiring beauty queen, was found murdered on Halloween night. It will air in November. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Americans paid over $65 billion in interest payments alone last year. Are you one of them? Don't be embarrassed. The average household owes over $25,000 in credit card debt, and 65% of those households can only afford to make the minimum monthly payment. 90% of those payments are just interest. Are you running a hopeless financial marathon?
I can't keep this up. I need relief.
You can finally rest easy. Debt Relief USA has helped thousands of people just like you. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are getting nowhere making minimum monthly payments, call the specialists at Debt Debt Relief USA. 800-516-6915.
Debt Relief USA cleaned up my credit card problems and I saved almost 60% of what I owed. I'm saving tons of money just in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can typically save you about half of what you owe. You can truly be debt-free in less than 36 months. For your free consultation, call 800-516-6915. That's 800-516-6915. Become debt-free now with Debt Relief USA. Call 800-516-6915.
Does your son have the dream of playing football? Now you can help him succeed. Introducing Backyard Drills with Bill Parcells, the most powerful and exciting inside pro football coaching video ever offered.
Hi, I'm Bill Parcells, head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, and I'll be your head coach for Backyard Drills Football DVD.
Imagine Bill Parcells and players like Daryl Moose Johnson, Anthony Munoz, Tim Brown, and many others teaching you techniques taught to the pros. Want to help your child succeed in football? Then order Backyard Drills today and try it for 30 days absolutely risk-free. All 22 positions. Plus, you'll get two free bonus DVDs, sports nutrition, and special teams. All four DVDs over 6.5 hours of pro coaching secrets. Yours to try for 30 days absolutely risk-free. Call 1-800-750-1448. Not available in stores. Makes a great gift, so call now for this limited time offer. Call 1-800-750-1448. That's 1-800-750-1448.
Fat Charlie's normal life ended the moment his father dropped dead on a karaoke stage. Charlie didn't know his dad was a god, and he never knew he had a brother. Now, Brother Spider's on his doorstep, about to make Fat Charlie's life more interesting and a lot more dangerous. Anansi Boys, Neil Gaiman's number one New York Times bestseller, now available in paperback. Anansi Boys, a journey deep into myth and adventure from the one, the only Neil Gaiman. Look for Gaiman's new book, Fragile Things, available now in hardcover.
This is a dirt emergency alert. Attention carpet dwellers. A massive storm warning is in effect for all dirt and dust inhabitants that reside in the areas of living room, hallway, and the outer bedroom regions. Radar is tracking a giant suction storm that can only be categorized as a Hoover Wind Tunnel 2. Be advised that the Hoover Wind Tunnel 2 vacuum has two patented air tunnels that channel dirt away, trapping it never to return. Oh no! Here it comes now!
The Hoover Wind Tunnel 2 Vacuum, proven to clean carpet better than any other leading brand, as tested per ASTM International Test F608.
From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
Just getting ready for tomorrow morning. It's the big opener, you know, up here on the Northern Tier. Weekend's 3 hours away. Can't wait for it, but we've got work to do before we tail light it out of here on a Friday. Good to have you with us, folks, where America comes to talk, the Ed Schultz Show. Some family value news coming out of Florida. Okay, can we get, we don't have to do it now, but during the commercial break, I think we need to get, certainly we can get a adjustable wrench to take care of this thing, so I'm not breaking my back talking to the microphone here. All right. Good to have you with us, folks. It's Friday. You know what Fridays mean. That means we're 3 hours of the weekend, at least in my book. Good to have you with us. Let's roll it into the weekend. Lots on the table again today and some follow-up on some of the things that unfolded on the program yesterday. It's just like a running soap opera of American news here. You know, you just can't start all over every day. I mean, there's just a lot of things just connect as we move along here. Now, one of the stories that we touched on yesterday was that of a six-term congressman out of Florida, Mark Foley. He had a very strange, should we say, email exchange with a 16-year-old male congressional page. This just in, Foley will not seek re-election. We are 39 days away, 27 shows. He must have had a change of heart, or maybe there's more emails out that he doesn't want people to see. But anyway, the story broke on ABC News on their blog in a series of emails obtained by ABC News between the page, the 16-year-old male, and the conservative Republican Congressman Foley. Foley had asked the page how old he is. Now, that's a rather strange question, isn't it? Why would a congressman be curious enough to ask someone in the office how old he or she is? I mean, that must be pressing business. But anyway, and also, by the way, what do you want for your birthday, and can I get a photo of you? Well, you know where this is going, and there are some other emails there that certainly are very questionable. But the 16-year-old communicated with staffers, and they tried to defend the congressman right away. And now, just today, they're saying that Foley will not run for re-election. So Tim Mahoney, the Democratic candidate, looks like the odds-on favorite here early on to win this seat. So it's already all started. We'll keep you up to date if there's any more to go along those lines. All right. You know what? With the NIE and the wiretapping and the torture in Iraq and the new book out by Woodward that is very compelling when it comes to more information on Feed Marshal von Rumsfeld and the